From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, June 18th. I'm Abby Larico. Proposed data centers in Missouri are creating a new kind of citizen involvement. Regular people who say they're just trying to get to the bottom of what these developments will include.
They tell you what's going to happen. You just don't really know where to look for it. And then when you find it, I felt like I had to tell somebody.
When data centers come knocking, they are answering their neighbors' questions. We'll have that story coming up after this news on The Gateway. A Missouri man is among five people facing federal charges in an alleged plot to attack government officials during a UFC event at the White House over the weekend. Daniel Eskridge is charged with conspiracy to commit murder on White House grounds. Eskridge is from Kidder, Missouri. That's about 60 miles north of Kansas City. The FBI says Eskridge and four other men used encrypted social media platforms to plan the attack. They say Eskridge posted images showing tactical gear and that a search of his home turned up multiple firearms. The FBI says the investigation began after a tip from a concerned parent of another suspect in Ohio. All five men are now in federal custody. High-ranking officers at the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department will see double-digit salary increases in their next paycheck. The Board of Police Commissioners approved the pay hikes for lieutenants, captains, majors, and lieutenant colonels. Command staff had not received a raise since 2023, and the department worried about retention and leadership development. In some cases, sergeants are making more than lieutenants due to overtime, and Chief Robert Tracy says that means fewer officers are interested in getting promoted just to have more responsibilities for less pay. And he said those in higher-ranking positions can often make more by going elsewhere.
It's been some deferred maintenance, it's been a disinvestment in making sure that we can bring leaders.
The raises trigger equal pay hikes for high-ranking employees in the St. Louis Fire Department. Mayor Kara Spencer says it was heartbreaking to vote no, but she says the police board was making its decisions in a vacuum.
They're not happening in concert, in collaboration with the other city departments that we as a community rely on in order to have a safe and healthy and successful city.
St. Louis will have to scramble to find the money to cover the cost in the budget that begins July 1st. Juan Cox was officially sworn in as the chief of the St. Louis County Police Department yesterday.
Thank you guys for all for being here and for your support. And also thank you, board, for trusting me with the keys to the truck.
STLPR's Lucretia Wembley reports.
The St. Louis County Board of Police Commissioners voted earlier this month to appoint Cox as the county's permanent police chief. They made it official during an oath of office ceremony at the county government building in Clayton. Cox was dressed in a brown uniform adorned with his name and the county police emblem as he stood before the police board and accepted the position. Cox first joined the department in 1995 and has been acting chief since his predecessor, Kenneth Gregory, retired in April. Cox is known for chairing a committee that helped establish a child care facility for county police employees. Cox says he plans to ensure the department stands out nationally through community outreach and technology. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis Public Schools employees are expected to return to the district's downtown headquarters next month after follow-up testing found no detectable Legionella bacteria in the building's drinking water. The building on North 11th Street has been closed since June 5th when Legionella was found in the district's water system. Officials say testing began after an employee was diagnosed with Legionnaire's disease. That's a severe form of pneumonia. SLPS says independent testing found no detectable Legionella in drinking water samples. Crews did find very low Legionella levels in a cooling tower treatment tank, but officials say they are well below acceptable thresholds. The district plans to reopen the building July 6th and will deep clean workspaces, replace the cooling water tank, and continue monitoring the water. Tomorrow is Juneteenth, also known as Black Independence Day. The federal holiday commemorates June 19, 1865, when the last enslaved black people in the United States were made free by executive decree. That was more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued. Over time, black Americans began honoring the day with celebrations, and in 2021, it became a federal holiday. This year, people in the St. Louis region can celebrate Juneteenth with parades, community concerts, historical programs, special menus, and other events. We have some of them listed at stlpr.org. Missourians from across the state gathered in Jefferson City yesterday to rally against the continued development of data centers. As STLPR's Sarah Kellogg reports, the rally coincided with the data center summit that was happening down the road.
Around 100 protesters lined up along Oil Well Road, where cars had to drive to attend the data center summit. The summit was limited to members of the Missouri Association of Counties, Missouri Municipal League, and the Missouri School Boards Association. Members of the public were not allowed to participate. Brianna Bauer of Joplin spoke at the rally. She said her community's efforts to oppose data center development have been stifled by local government. She said those who live on the front lines of these data centers deserve to be heard.
They have the most at stake. And they have a right to know what the impact will be for their communities, natural resources, farmland, and economic livelihoods.
A lack of transparency regarding data centers was a main talking point during the rally, along with environmental concerns. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Companies such as Amazon and Google are looking for land to build new data centers in Missouri. That means more residents are packing meetings and message boards looking for answers. Finnegan Bellow reports.
There's a carrot. Grab that carrot.
I got it!
There's carrots on the other side. Grab that carrot.
Young children at Anna Ferrar's home daycare dance, jump, and grab four mythical carrots. They're imitating a YouTube creator, doing the same while dressed as a medieval knight. After dancing, it's the kids' nap time. For Farrar, it's a moment of peace, allowing her to feed her fish, eat lunch, and submit requests to government agencies for public records. It's been more than 9 months since the town meeting where Farrar first asked about the data center proposal she discovered and warranted near her parents' home. Information about the proposal was available online, but not many people in the community knew about it.
And it's crazy to know that they tell you what's going to happen, you just don't really know where to look for it. And then when you find it, I felt like I had to tell somebody.
Farrar runs a newsletter where she examines new data center sites in Missouri and the groups behind their development. She also unsuccessfully ran for alderman in Warrenton. Her data center work was a focal point of the campaign. Data centers have attracted controversy for everything from overuse of utilities, such as electricity and water, to whether tax breaks given to the sites are overly generous. There are at least 14 proposals for data centers across Missouri. Montgomery County hosts proposed sites for two of the largest names in tech, Amazon and Google. Resident Brenda Beakley says she spent over $2,000 purchasing public records from the local government related to these sites. Speaking on a Zoom call with Farrar, Beakley says the two have worked together to tailor these requests.
Anna's got sunshine requests coming from all different aspects, and so do I. I have planning and zoning, I have county, I have Port Authority, which is through the city of Montgomery, I have city of New Florence. It's hard to keep track of them all.
People like Beakley and Farrar have gotten involved across Missouri, as many claim their local governments aren't being forthcoming about negotiations with data centers. Community members in the Jefferson County town of Festus submitted requests for public records and discovered conversations between developer CRG and city officials began in August, before a data center project ever went public. Resident Sherman Doyle says city officials haven't been transparent about the process.
If they say something, it's basically we have to double check. If they say that the sun's going to come up in the east and go down in the west, at this point, if it's coming out of City Hall, I have to research it.
The work of community members across Missouri to spread information about data centers has created a strong local response. School gymnasiums and city forums have been packed with residents wanting to know more about the developments. Since first asking about Warren County's data center proposal and starting her newsletter, a lot has changed for Anna Farrar too. She suspended her daycare business in order to dedicate more time to advocacy. Farrar still nannies for one of the children and says she made sure the others found care. Now, instead of keeping an eye on kids, Farrar says she has to watch over local government leaders. Montgomery County Commissioner Ryan Poston declined a comment for the story. District Commissioners Doug Lensing and Dave Teeter did not respond to inquiries. I'm Finnegan Bellow.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. We're off tomorrow in observance of Juneteenth. We'll be back on your feeds on Monday.